Now, a consortium of disability groups bidding for a $30 million public contract has lost out to an American call centre operator. The seven-year contract to run telecom and digital communications for thousands of deaf and hard-of-hearing people has been awarded to Concentrix. Now, some losing consortium members are questioning the government's commitment to buy local, and critics say the US company has compromised similar services across the Tasman. Phil Pennington reports.
Tony Rush from Hearing New Zealand isn't holding back. He believes the government has awarded the contract on the cheap.
A bit terse, a bit angry, because I think there was a wonderful opportunity, a community-based initiative which has been lost through pretty inept handling and consideration of what was actually best for the people who needed it.
The disability groups say the consortium they put together was unprecedented and aimed to realise their mantra of nothing for us without us. The relay service, or TRS, they bid for allows users to converse using captions on phone screens and via sign language interpreters on video calls. CCS Disability Action's Chief Executive David Matthews says the current system, run by another US company, was not only outdated but poorly resourced and promoted, so many people didn't know about it.
We felt that we had done a particularly thorough job and had access to sufficient technical expertise to make a worthwhile bid. We were a consortium of New Zealand disability organisations, and we had hoped, I suppose, that that would have been given some weighting, but obviously in the end it wasn't.
The consortium was backed by an experienced Swedish company, T-Meeting. Bid leader Deaf Aotearoa says it does not agree with the selection but must move on, so has pledged to both support Concentrix and hold it to account. Over the Tasman, the chief executive of Deaf Australia, Kyle Myers, is doing the same. We have voiced up his email.
When they awarded to Concentrix, I met with the people from Concentrix, and my first question was, what is your experience in the delivery of the relay service for deaf, hard-of-hearing people? They said they had zero experience. That zero experience has translated into the current provisioning of the service.
Mr. Myers says in the ensuing year, the service has been compromised for the sake of cost saving and to the economic disadvantage of deaf, hearing and speech impaired people. In New Zealand, the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment says it has picked the right supplier to get the best deal for everyone. It says Concentrix has guaranteed to use local resources. The company has 80,000 staff in call centres in the Philippines. Joe Gallagher of the Etu Union says it is very anti-union.
Our experience has been a pretty poor one. They have an extremely anti-union modus operandi. You know, they are not known as industry-leading player in terms of their terms and conditions, nor how they employ people.
Concentrix recently lost a major government contract in the UK for wrongly cutting off people's tax credits. In Australia, the ABC has reported the company paid little tax, and US reports count its parent company, Synnex, among the welter of multi-billion dollar US corporates that keep income parked in low tax jurisdictions. In New Zealand, its subsidiary's entire shareholding is in Ireland, a tax haven. Concentrix manager Tim Roberts gave a short response by email to RNZ's questions about these matters.
Concentrix refutes any impropriety. We remain committed to our New Zealand business and serving our clients, staff and communities around the world with excellence.
Tim Roberts says the contract is for a critical service that they will modernise so it serves users well. However, Tony Rush says there's no way Concentrix will ever match the 70 support centres that the consortium was offering.
I don't believe for a moment that they will. How can they? Where are they going to find the centres? Where are they going to find the dedicated people who are already involved in working with people with hearing loss?
The ministry says its due diligence on Concentrix included referee checks on both sides of the Tasman, company office checks and a review of audited accounts. Audit New Zealand says the tender followed government rules. The ministry says now old technology will be gradually replaced and support will be offered to users both online and in person. Concentrix takes over the Telecommunications Relay Service, or TRS, contract next February. For Morning Report, Phil Pennington.